FM News Talk 97.1. On-demand audio.
The great sports mind like Tom Ackerman.
Baseball's really not a hard sport.
Tom Ackerman, thank you for that insight.
It is Anchorman, not Anchor Lady.
It's like powered by coffee this morning.
Yeah, Tom's going with me to that concert, aren't you? You a big Sammy fan?
I saw Van Halen at the former Riverport Amphitheater, now Hollywood Casino Amphitheater, with Sammy as a frontman.
Oh, years ago, huh?
Oh, yeah. It was awesome. Yeah. It was awesome.
That was back at the height of Eddie's drinking problems, so I hope you forgive him for that.
Eddie, one of the greatest guitarists of all time, but what makes Eddie so great is his ability to hold that rhythm.
See, yeah, yeah.
He actually said that. I read an article about him one time where he said, you know, the great guitarists are the ones that can hold the rhythm, and if you really listen to him, he's probably the best ever at doing it.
I agree.
I mean, they really...
You just made Mark's day.
It's true.
It's true, though, because
Great soloists. There's some great creative... Like, Eric Clapton, to me, is as creative a rock guitarist as there's ever been. But you talk about holding a rhythm in a rock song throughout, you know, it's Eddie Van Halen.
It's true. He started out as a drummer. Did you know that? Then he trained as a classical guitarist before he became what he is today. So it's awesome.
Awesome.
Thank you for pointing that out.
Absolutely,
Tom Ackerman, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm there for you.
Music and sports.
Absolutely. Mark might have slipped him a 20 before he came in here this morning.
saw an adorable picture that you had on social media of your little girl playing basketball. Yeah. The basketball looked to be about half the size of her. How old is she?
She is 8.
Oh, it was awesome picture.
Audrey put in 14 points yesterday.
Nice.
Wow.
Look at her.
14 points for the Sharks. My little point guard has come alive. She just realized that she can score. She has the same move pretty much every time. She goes down the left side of the floor and sets them up and then spins and goes in the lane and scores.
Well, don't give away all of her secrets.
Well, they started to find it.
Okay. Yeah.
But like, you know, and she just, I told her like, you know, you handle the ball really well. So just dribble till you find an open space and then shoot it.
And kids that age don't defend very well, generally speaking.
Yeah.
So they do.
They were getting after it, but gosh, I was really proud. Like, I'm new at this youth sports parent thing, you know, and I can see how you can get carried away. I mean, I'm watching her and I'm trying to keep from screaming. I mean, so I'm just like pumping fists, and I looked over and the coach pumps his fist. I'm like, yeah, come on, Audrey. So yeah, she had 14 points yesterday. I was super proud of her. She finished the game and just kind of like collapsed in my arms, and her face was all red.
I
wanted to cry. I mean, it was unbelievable. I mean, I've watched a lot of sports, but to see your kid, you know, out there doing it. So cool.
Yeah.
I told her, I said, you know, I played basketball all through high school, from a young age through high school. I said the most I ever had in a game was 16 points, and I was in the 7th grade. And she goes, huh. She goes,
huh.
I could see it, and she's, you know, looking to knock me off there. 14.
Sure,
yeah. It was really cool to watch. It really
Love
was.
It.
Huge, huge sports day. That topped the list for me. But
sure
right
did.
Underneath it
yes.
was the Blues winning 10 in a row. And, you know, you have to understand how incredible this is. This isn't just a hockey team getting hot. This was the worst team in hockey.
Yeah.
They were the worst team in the NHL at one point, and have come alive to where they are now the team that everyone in the West is saying, oh boy, I don't want to face them in the playoffs. Really. I mean, they're a point behind Vegas now for 5th in the West. They're 6 points behind Nashville. That was unthinkable earlier this year. 6 points behind Nashville with 3 games in hand, meaning they've played 3 games less than Nashville. So they could gobble up those points very quickly and suddenly be playing for home ice in the playoffs. Not just the playoffs, but home ice.
Who would have thought,
huh? I can't, you know.
It's amazing.
And does it all get down to Tarasenko?
It comes down to a lot of stuff. Tarasenko's scoring, yeah, absolutely. But they haven't given up a goal, Mark, in a week.
Yeah.
And they've recorded 3 straight shutouts. Bennington, then Allen, then Bennington. And that is everything. That's saves, that's defense. They play a great system. They don't let you have the puck. They've been incredible, and now they take on Toronto tomorrow at Enterprise Center, which means that half of the NHL media will be here because Toronto is, you know, the Yankees of Canada, so they have, it's a massive
right.
following, and it's actually even bigger than what the Yankees are here. So they will have a horde of media over at Enterprise Center tomorrow for that game, and all trying to see who is this hot hockey team, why do they do what they do. So there'll be a lot written and said about the Blues tomorrow.
Do you have any explanation for how they turned this around?
Sometimes it just comes together. Now, they fired their coach, Mike Yeo, early in the year. Craig Berube took over as interim coach. They had a new defensive system that they were learning at the time, so they had to relearn all of that. They did have some injuries. They did have a lot of doubt. They had some poor goaltending. You know, so there was a lot of confidence lost in the team. But when it started to come together now, you know, the system works well. The players trust each other. And sometimes in hockey, you know, it's just a slight hesitation. If you don't think the player is going to be there, and you could see it early in the year, whether it was Petrangelo or whoever was trying to make the pass, and they'd hesitate one extra second, and then,
right,
you know, the puck gets knocked away, and the other team's coming back on a rush, and your goaltender's left out to dry. So that's been the key here, is that the Blues, when you watch them, they rarely make a mistake now. They don't let teams take the puck, and they just take the life out of you early. Yesterday, they go on the power play twice. Tarasenko, O'Reilly, boom, boom. They score twice, 2-0. You're looking up at the score. You're like, well, here we go again. We're going to lose to them too. You know, they're now the team that has just imposed their will on others. It's been really impressive.
How long before you head to Florida?
March 3rd for me. Okay. I'll go down there for a few days, and on the Gulf side, the Cardinals will be over at Detroit. They'll be in Lakeland to play the Tigers, Clearwater to play the Phillies, and Tampa to play the Yankees. Then I'll come back here for a couple Arch Madness games and then back down.
Okay, nice.
So, yeah, I'm really looking forward to seeing what the Cardinals look like. I mean, I'd like to see it for myself, but Paul Goldschmidt is one of the best players in the game. He'll make the lineup better, and their pitching depth is for real. I mean, the Cardinals have, I think, a team that absolutely can compete in the NL Central. So that's they probably could have the last few years, but they made mistakes in the field. They couldn't field the ball well, and their bullpen let games get away.
Right.
If they can strengthen that bullpen and, you know, field the ball, they can hit. They should be okay. They're going to be more than okay, though. This team's going to be a real threat.
I have a trivia question for you before I get to my final subject of the day.
Okay.
Can you answer this question? Did you know that there are no prostitutes in the state of Tennessee?
No.
They're all volunteers.
Oh,
no.
Mark!
Did you see that game this weekend?
My Mark, goodness. Mark,
did you see that game this weekend? Wasn't that awesome?
I did not see the game. I saw the score.
Oh.
Yeah. I saw the score.
It was a butt
whooping.
You,
didn't I tell you Kentucky was going to be a number one seed? I told
you. You did. He did tell me that.
They'll be a one that they're starting to play well together. They'll be a one. The best team in the country, though, is Duke. I mean, what they did last week, they went to Louisville. They're down 23 in the second half, and Louisville was like nobody wanted to touch the ball. That's how dominant Duke was in that comeback win. And then the other team to watch, and our listeners who pay attention to this team know, the best team in the state right now, in the state of Missouri, is Missouri State. Missouri State is on fire right now, and they are looking like that team. Last year, Loyola won the Valley and then went to the Final Four.
Mm-hmm.
Missouri State looks like that team.
Really?
That, you know, could end up, if they win Arch Madness and get in the tournament, they play this style of defense now, and they have so many different players that can score that they look a little scary.
So they're going to have to win the tournament to get in, though.
The only way into the NCAA tournament is winning Arch Madness. Even a regular season title won't get it done. You got to win Arch Madness at Enterprise Center.
And hopefully they don't have to do it on a last-second half-court shot.
Right, that was crazy, too, Missouri State looks really tough, and they won. They beat Loyola on the road yesterday in Chicago.
Final Four is going through Lexington this year, I'm just telling you.
Well, maybe.
The game won't be there, but I'm just kidding.
Maybe. I mean,
I'm just trying to get him going.
Duke's the team to beat.
Oh, my God. Duke put it on us earlier this year. I know all about that.
They look
good. It's about to be good.
But thanks for the reminder.
Coming up on my favorite time of the year. Can I just tell you that?
March Madness.
This is a great time of year.
Everything's sort of coming together.
Awesome.
I love it.
Tom, thank you.
Always good to be here.
It's a pleasure, man. Thank you. We look forward to your reports from Florida.
I'll give you the latest on Audrey next time around.
Excellent.
She's prepping for her next game.
Perfect. Yeah. That's right. 16 points.